What do you call the thing at the kitchen sink that the water comes out of, where you turn the water on and off?
I call it a faucet.
Okay. And what would you call the same thing if it's on a barrel?
A faucet.
And what about if it's out in the yard?
A faucet.
Fine. When you buy a few cans of food at the store, what are they put into for you to carry them home?
A paper bag.
Okay. What do you call a large bag that's made out of loosely woven cloth that maybe 100 pounds of chicken feet or 100 pounds of potatoes might come in?
I just call it a large sack.
All right. Have you ever heard people call it a particular kind of sack according to what it's made out of?
Some say a crooked sack and some say it's a white sack.
Okay.
Let me go and see this man.
Sure.
Okay. You didn't iron enough to put your bowl up.
Yeah, I don't know if she's been toasted or something. That's the big thing I was asking. I hate to put him back on the bed as I've been
around. Okay, let's see now. What do you call a small musical instrument that's about that long and about that high and you hold it up to your mouth and blow on it?
Uh-huh.
Okay. And what do you call another musical instrument that's shaped, that's made out of metal, and it's shaped like that, and you put it against your teeth?
Call that a goose haul.
Okay. Mm-hmm. What do you call a piece of playground equipment that's made with a long board, and it's balanced in the middle, and one child sits on one end, and one child sits on another, and they go up and down?
A seesaw.
Okay. What do you call a homemade merry-go-round?
I
something goes round.
I know what you're talking about. But I ain't never know nothing called that but just a merry-go-round.
Okay. What do you call a flat piece of stone that's used to sharpen knives on?
A whittler.
Okay. Now, what are some different kinds of fences that are made out of wood?
I don't know what a... Well, you can make a pastor.
Okay.
You can make a lot.
Okay.
And some folks have a yard.
Okay. Well, now, how are the different fences made?
Some be made nice, where they will get the little planks about that wide and saw them and set fencing in the yard.
You mean put little points on them, sort of? Uh-huh.
And then the folks go to the woods and cut trees and split long rails and build a pasture fence.
Okay. And are these the ones that they lay one on top of the other and they go like that? Okay. Now, do these pasture fences have posts that go straight up and down, or do they all go like this? Do they have any straight up and down ones?
No, you said past.
Yeah.
Not hard unless they're making a gap there for the cattle to go in and out.
Okay. Now, can you think of any other kinds that they'd use? Any kind of wooden fence? Well, let me see. I can't see any from here.
You don't hardly see no wooden fence now. Of course, folks make a hog pen, but they cross as the pieces. They don't have no strips to go up and down.
Uh-huh.
And I have seen them make what they call a hen house that way, for chickens to go in to roost.
Uh-huh.
And leave some a little door in there for the chickens to go in and out.
Uh-huh. Okay. If too many people are spending the night at somebody's house, what do you call a bed that's made up on the floor?
Pallet.
Okay.